Blog Talk Radio.
Yet another edition of TGP Radio. As always, I'm your host, Vin, and let's get this final preseason show underway. Finally made it through another preseason, and the week four game is by far the worst of all of them. You wouldn't think so. Maybe you would think so. Hall of Fame game is pretty bad, but finally make it to week four, and it turns out none of the starters play. Cups for days. Absolutely terrible. We got through it, made it, and next week begins a regular season. Everybody's looking forward to it. I'll be much happier when next Sunday rolls around. I actually have a little bit of hope for this season. Blake Bortles has looked pretty good preseason. Granted, it is preseason, but you can tell just from the way it looks that things are vastly improved. So there's that. I don't want to say it's the biggest question mark of our team, but it's the one question that we need to have answered is what he was going to look like. And actually looks pretty good. So with that, there's hope. Maybe won't be super terrible. I still think we're probably going to start out the season 0-4, at least. But there's hope. And that's for a team like the Jags, that's all you can hope for. Can't really complain. Hope hasn't been around for a while. Now it's here. So it's building blocks. Things will be good. I hope. Maybe. All right. Right now, I had a little bit of technical difficulty getting the show started. My internet's terrible and stuff. But, yeah, anyway, caller. I think this is Camp, I think. Maybe. We don't know who it is. Hello, sir.
Yes, it is, sir.
Yes. All right. Camp. College football this evening. A little bit of Florida State action. A little bit of Wisconsin, Alabama. Not terrible.
Yeah, what's going on in the Wisconsin-Alabama? Let me switch over right quick. It's commercial. All right, never mind.
It is 28-10, Bama.
Okay, it's the same score as Florida State game.
Yeah.
Man, like what you were saying earlier, though, like with Bortles, like, I got to agree, man. Like, it does look different. Like, because last year in the preseason, his – like, he did look, you know, like, he looked good in the preseason, but it was more of him, like, making plays out of nothing, you know what I mean? Like, kind of, like, scrambling around and, like, throwing a long pass, like, wow plays, where you're like, cool, you know, like, little hype plays, hype for a rookie. And, like, this year it's more about him, like, he's making all the small plays, you know what I mean, that lead up, and he can still make the wow plays, but he's making the small plays. So it's like, okay, and the offensive line's giving him time to breathe. Yeah. Granted, in terms of Pittsburgh, New York without JPP, Detroit without Sue, you know, like those aren't great pass rushing teams, but at the same time, you know, at least it held up, you know. at least it wasn't the typical, like, garbage show offensive line performance. So, I mean, that's great signs in terms of the future. But, I mean, we'll see how they hold up against Carolina. It's a great front seven, great first test, you know what I mean? And then Miami. Miami, I won't even be upset if they do that against Miami because they're, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, the way, you know, like you said, like it is hopeful because we, you know, there is, you know, we did lose players, injuries and stuff like, you know, like the first round pick and then like the first, you know, the big free agent signing, like, you know, conveniently breaks his hand in the first play of the preseason.
Yeah.
But, you know, he seems like he might be back, you know, sooner than later. So it's not a huge deal or whatever, but we won't be able to sack anybody this year probably, but, you know, at least we have a quarterback.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, like I mentioned on that TGP, I give Julius like an 85% chance of having complications from the surgery and contracting gangrene and having his arm fall off or something, because that's just, you know, that's just how things go, it seems like. It's like, no, you can't
right.
have good things. This is what happens. But, well, what can you do?
I just read that he got like a screw put in his hand or something, and so they're going to okay. see the timetable after that. So, you know, at first it was the left hand, then it was the right hand, then it was, you know, it was the back of the right hand, and he's going to be back by week one, and then you're like, oh, wait, like, there's tendon in the finger, and you're like, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, it is always something, it seems like. We just can't have nice things. And Alabama scored another touchdown.
Oh, man. At least it ain't Kevin White, though, you know? At least it's not. Well, actually, our first-round pick did go out for the year. What am
I
talking about?
Yeah. I was going to say, at least Kevin White actually made it to the preseason before things came out about that. I mean, Fowler's ACL just peaced out 5 days after being drafted, so that's...
Yeah, that's what the cake, man. I think he was the first of the year, right? The first offseason of the ACL graveyard.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, because it was him and Broncos rookie tight end who I can't remember.
Harriman.
Yeah, they were like back-to-back.
From Ohio State,
like,
yeah.
but what can you do? I'm concerned a little bit about our run game. I probably should be.
Yeah.
But again, it's preseason, but I'm not feeling it. We finally got a glimpse of Yeldon, and the glimpse that I saw of him reminded me of vintage 2014 Toby Gerhart. 3 yards,
yes.
Dead middle of the pile, and that's all you're going to get. And that's, you know, I guess he gets a little bit of slack because it was the first game, but that's not really a good look.
No, yeah. It definitely showed up in terms – he was running very – like, it looked like he was running practice speed. Like, let's put it that
yeah.
way. Because – and to his credit – he did. He was wearing like a red jersey over his practice. Like, he wasn't able to be touched in practice.
Right.
Like, more so than the other players because he had the sprained finger or whatever, and they didn't want players to, since they were teaching defensive players to go for the ball and force a fumble, they didn't want
right.
him to do that and re-injure his finger. So they had the jersey on him to where he couldn't be touched. So I'm hoping that played a huge part into it, because if that did it, then it's not a good look, because
yeah.
he looked very hesitant and slow in terms of the game speed and not picking up. He was missing holes. He looked completely not like he looked in college or even in the scrimmage, which was live contact.
Yeah.
Like, he played in the scrimmage in live contact, and he was making moves and seeing holes in. So that's
yeah.
why I'm kind of hoping it is a red jersey thing. But, yeah, that was definitely a very poor performance. Like, eight carries, 10 yards. He was missing holes, getting stuff. Like, just other than that catch he had where he made a couple moves and that looked good, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, like I said, hopefully there's just a little bit of rust to knock off and it will be good. But, yeah,
Yeah, in terms of, like, if even if Yeldon is slow coming on, I mean, they can still fall back on Denard, dude. Denard's got it, dude. He's going to be straight. He's going to be good to go at least. You know, he's going to be solid back for the start of the season, even if Yeldon is slow to come on. And then, you know, Gerhardt did look better in the preseason. He's not injured.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that works out. We got Bernard Pierce look good again. So did Corey Grant. You know, they got dudes. So, I mean, even if Yeldon is slow to come on and this dude just, like, needs to learn game speed, there's other bodies. You know what I mean? So it's not like a disaster even if that doesn't work out right away.
Yeah. Yeah, I was actually pretty happy with how Gerhardt looked in the preseason because that was kind of more of what I expected, you know, coming into last season before he got banged up and then promptly looked terrible.
Yeah, I mean, you got to figure, dude, like, third or fourth carry of the season, like, he got bent backward by the Eagles, and it was just done, you know, it's a high ankle sprain. I sprained my foot or something in Atlanta, like, 4 months ago or something like that. I still feel it. I still feel it right now. It still hurts. So, I mean, I can't even understand going through practices and playing football on it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely understandable. But like I said, at the very least, there's hope going into the season. I have no idea what we're going to be record-wise. We've got pieces. We've got building blocks. As long as there's improvement, you know, even if we go, like, 4-12 again this season, as long as there's improvement,
man,
I think it'll be all right.
Dude, I'm saying if they go 4-12 again, I don't think Bradley's back. Like it really sounds like that the way they're talking. Have you noticed? Like they literally came out and said that they feel like the team is built. So they're making it sound like this is almost, you know, it kind of sounds like a hey, we need to get going type of thing.
Yeah, actually, I had not seen anything like that, but, you know, I mean, it's understandable. Since Bradley's been there, we've won a grand total of, I think, 7 games. Is that right?
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. So,
what was the first year? 4? Yeah, 4. 4, 3, or...
Yeah, it was either 4-3 or 3-4, so...
Yeah, he won 3 last year, and it was 4-12 the 1 year, I think, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, 7 games.
So, yeah, I can definitely understand it, but I don't know. It's weird because you would ask
me that.
It's
expecting a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of weird because if you asked me, prior to the preseason or when camp was going on, I wouldn't have, I don't know. I think it all depends on how the team looks, honestly. I mean,
right.
But again, maybe that's just me being a naive fan, but it's like if the team shows progress, because it's not like our schedule is, you know, some super easy cakewalk. I mean, there's some, especially at least open it up. There's not a lot of easy winnable games in there, but I think as long as the team shows progress, as long as Bortles shows progress, even if we're not winning games, I still think it'll be all right. Now, if it turns into something, you know, like an absolutely terrible season and a dumpster fire and things don't get better, then I could definitely see something happening. And
yeah, I could see Khan making a move.
And that's very interesting that you bring that up because now, granted, awesome. Yeah, I've got the game pause. Oh, sweet. Yeah, I got the game pause in the other room. After I get done with this, I'll go back and rewind it. But it's funny you mentioned a coaching change because I'm not super in tune with the coaching ranks in both, you know, up and comers in both the NFL and college. But who would we even ponder about going after, I wonder. Now, granted, this is really super early and just, you know, strange hypothetical, but like I don't even know of any you know up and coming names that are even out there. But
yeah, I mean that's interesting. Like I would think if it was that's interesting because I don't know. I'm trying to think of what Khan would do. You know what I mean? Or that's the interesting too. Like if he would make a move on Caldwell as well. Like I don't know. You know what
oh,
I mean? If
yeah.
if it did turn bad, if he just cleaned house totally. So I mean, because
yeah.
then you got to think about like who would Caldwell go after next? If he keeps Caldwell, who would Caldwell go after next? Because he'd obviously want to have the GM involved, or maybe not. I don't know. You know, if he wants to take more control of the team, you know, who knows what type of owner he is? You know, I don't know. You know, or who he could become. You know, yeah. So, I mean, it's just a question of that, too. Like, it's – but, yeah, in terms of, in college, I don't know, man. Like, I don't really know Franklin's not really panning out at Penn State, apparently. He just lost Northwestern.
Yeah,
man, I didn't see that coming. That was shocking to me. I'm trying to – I don't know, man. Like, I can't think of names right now, but, it's – like you said, though, like in terms of definitely if they show progress and they're very competitive in all the games and stuff like that, and say they win like six games or, you know, like five or six games, I think he'll still be cool. I think he'll still keep his job. Definitely. I just mean like if there's another year like the past 2 years where they start out 0-8, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, that's 0-8, dude, you know?
It's 0-8.
That is not, you know, it's not, that makes you a joke, like, immediately halfway through the season. Like, you know, and like, that's not going to stand for 3 years straight. And so if another year like that happens again, then I can see trouble, definitely. So, I mean, when you say the 0-4, which is definitely very possible, you know, then you're talking about some scary stuff, you know, and that's why we're talking about it being, like, the team's built and all this. It's making it sound like they're agreeing with the owner being like, hey, yeah, we're going to have to do something this year. You know what I mean? I'm hoping that that means they're confident in their new quarterback growing. But, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, we open with the Panthers next week. I think it's winnable.
Right.
It seems to be
that's
winnable.
I think that's our most winnable game of the first four. I mean, if we're going to get a game, we need to get the first one, man. Got to get it at home.
Yeah.
Opener. Panthers are coming off, you know, losing their dudes, injuries. Like, you just got to strike while the iron's hot. Just steal one.
Yep.
Steal one. Get a win.
Yep.
Start 1-3. Please.
Yeah, because it's like I think Carolina's winnable. Then you're at home the week after against the Dolphins, and
that's a tough matchup. That's a good team.
Yeah, everything with that depends on what Tannehill and that offense is going to do, which we'll kind of see next week as things roll out. But everything depends on that. On paper, I would say that's probably a loss. But if Tannehill isn't what again, for as much as you can say after the first week's game, but if Tannehill isn't, you know, perhaps what we think he is, that's certainly winnable. On the road against New England, that's not winnable just because we never, you know, we've beaten the Patriots once in our entire history, and that was in the playoffs one time. So that's not happening. I actually think we can beat the Colts. I think we'll split with them this season. I don't think it'll be week four. I think it'll be week 14, not week four. I do think we'll split with them because, again, I don't think the Colts are any good. So there's that. So, you know, I mean, there's definitely winnable games there in the first four games. It's just I don't really, it's it's much easier to err on the side of we're not going to win any games for the first four than it is to say, well, we have a chance.
Yeah, I mean, with Miami, man, like, I'm not I don't think we're going to be able to sack a quarterback this year, man. Like, I mean, unless Chris Smith just completely explodes into some, like, beast out of nowhere, you know. Other than him, like, I guess they're only playing Clemens on third downs, I guess, now. Like, he doesn't play first or second down.
Right.
I guess that's because Chris Smith is going to be playing first and second down now as a starter. And Clemens is going to be playing third downs. That whole situation is one of the most confusing things I've ever seen in my life. Like, the dude doesn't show up for the first week of training camp, which is mandatory.
Yeah.
And then they put him on, like, the non-injury football list, and he's kind of just, like, hanging out on the sideline for, like, a week. And then he practiced, and then he plays in, like, the third preseason game a little, and the fourth preseason he didn't play the fourth preseason game, that's right. He only played in the one third preseason game. So hopefully it's just some type of, like, they're saving him for the season because he's old. But if it's not, then there's some, like, weird stuff going on where he's just, like, got him by the balls and he's, like, calling the shots. I don't know what's going on. Other than him and Chris Smith and then, like, Ryan Davis on the inside on third downs, I mean, I don't know where – and then, you know, Marks, he's not on the PUP list anymore. They put him on the active roster.
Yeah. Yep.
So, like, he's definitely, you know, if he can play before week six, he's going to play before week six. And they said the expected last I heard or read on the website was week two he might start – practicing or something like that. They're pretty sure he probably won't play week one.
Yeah.
Which I wouldn't expect, you know.
Right. Yeah, I think the Clemens situation is him being old and familiarity with Bradley. I think that's just essentially it. And then he'll come in and he'll, you know. Now, I didn't hear about the third down only thing. I think that's kind of fascinating,
yeah.
Really, but okay. I mean, I don't know.
I read that and I was like, wait, what? Like, you know, like, is that his call, their call? Like, but it said there was a study done, like a study, like, so it makes it sound like the team is deciding as well. So, I mean, I don't know. So maybe like an effectiveness thing, I guess, you know, like less reps, more better performance. He even cited an interview with Marks from last year, because the first year they had Marks say he played a lot of snaps. Then last year he played less snaps, but he was more effective. So he cited that, but I don't know how much of that is coach speak, or if, you know, to cover up for like a player having an ego, or if that is actually what's going on. You know, like, I don't know.
it's definitely going to be something interesting to see. But you figure, I think we were in the 40s for sacks last season. So, I mean, really the only player we've really lost is Marks, and that's just due to injury. So, I mean, the rest of the team there is, well, still there. So, we'll definitely see.
Yeah, I would agree, but at the same, like, I hope, man, because at the same time in the preseason, it just looked terrible. Like, they looked like they, like, I hope they were just like, oh, it's preseason, you know?
Yeah.
And they're just kind of like, whatever, you know, run through the, but that's not really the way the dude coaches and the way the whole team's set up, so I don't know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know what, you know, but, man, they looked bad in the preseason, so I hope that is the case, but.
Yeah.
There was a stat, too, that said that we were, like, I guess PFF or whoever with the pressures stat said that the Jags were pretty low on the pressures. So it was they were saying that when we actually did get pressure, it was almost always a sack, which is kind of more, not luck, but, like, you know, it's kind of like luck. And it was almost like an overachievement last year. So I'm not, you know, I mean, I don't know. We'll see how it goes, but I don't know, dude. We don't have great pass rushers. I wouldn't say that at all.
No. No, I would definitely agree with that. All right, I'm going to put Razor on right now so you can join this little party. Since, yeah, there we go. It's been holding for a little while.
Yeah.
Hello, Razor.
How's it going?
It's going.
Oh my God! Arizona State got smoked.
Yes.
People were picking them to go to, like, the playoff and everything. They got smoked by Texas A&M, who's unranked.
Yep.
Just goes to show that Texas A&M is good without Johnny Manziel.
That's all they need to do.
So the kind of the purpose of this week's show was to talk about if our expectations or how we felt about our team have changed in the preseason. Since Razor just chimed in or called in, you feeling any better about your Broncos there, Razor? Or are you still feeling kind of the same?
I love our defense. I hate that we're wasting this year on Peyton Manning. Mm-hmm. Like, he's legitimately now worse than Brock Osweiler.
Which is funny, because as much as you've hated on Mr. Osweiler.
Yeah, he's legitimately worse now. The time has come. Let's throw off the shackles of oppression and just cut Peyton. I suppose we can't because it's too much dead cap space, but let's just have him be a coach. His assistant to the assistant quarterback's coach.
Well, at least now you have a viable backup.
Yeah, Trevor Siemian. Yeah, no, I liked how our second string and third string quarterback played, and I wish they could be our first and second string quarterbacks.
They probably will, just not this year.
So what's the running backs looking like? C.J. Anderson is obviously not. Like, who's Hillman, right,
Anderson,
behind him?
Yeah, Hillman's number two, and Hillman was looking really good this preseason. Like, he's
right.
Kind of figured it out. And then we've got Juwan Thompson and Monty Ball as our third and fourth backs. I'm not too fussed about Ball, but if he's only going to be the fourth string guy, I don't mind him taking a few carries every now and then. Wide receivers, I believe we kept Norwood, which I was happy about. We kept Andre Caldwell. I wasn't so happy about that. But, I mean, he's a veteran receiver who can sometimes catch passes. So I guess that's good enough.
Yeah, it's like the Dennis Northcutt rule.
Yeah, he is our Dennis Northcutt. But
fun,
yeah,
random
Maris
fact.
Thomas.
Oh,
no, it's just I was just gonna say that our starting two wide receivers are good, so we'll be fine. I hope.
Yeah, I was gonna say a fun tidbit. Dennis Northcutt is one of the only two wide receivers in my Madden exploits ever of having 1,000 yards in a season. Both him and Ashley Lalee are the only two wide receivers since I've been playing Madden who have had 1,000 yards in a season. Random tidbit. There we go.
Are you just like Bill Parcells as a coach? You just run the ball 100 times a season?
No, I suck at passing, and there's only a certain – granted, I haven't played a Madden since, I think, 13. So I don't know if things have gotten better, but there's only like a certain amount of routes that I can get to work properly. So I end up going back to them frequently. And yeah, Dennis Northcutt years ago, and then Ashley Lalee also years ago. So yeah,
Ashley Lalee, dude, I completely forgot about that player. Oh my God.
Yeah. And, well, both of them were slot guys because I suck at Madden. So anything on the outside you try to do is going to get picked, especially since I am a glutton for punishment and do all Madden. So I'm not skilled enough to actually be a good player. So everything on the outside just gets intercepted or blown up. So I either have to rely heavily on the tight end or rely heavily on the slot receiver. So that's why they end up getting, for me, an absurd amount of yards.
Dude, I'm looking up Ashley Lulie on the internet. I can't believe I forgot about this dude. I remember, like, Hawaii. Yes, he was a Hawaii wide receiver in the first round.
Yeah, we took him. Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say, he was with the Broncos forever. And then he was with, I think, the Falcons towards the tail end of his career, I think.
Falcons. He played for the Falcons, 49ers, and Raiders, and Chiefs. Oh, he's talking about the Chiefs. He never played for the Chiefs.
He got around.
Yeah. He was a dude who was drafted in the first round. Everyone took a few shots on him and were like, all right, he sucks.
Well, I mean, his career wasn't bad, but, I mean, for a first-rounder, you want better than that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't look up his stats. I just remember I completely forgot about him.
Yeah. Only 15 TDs from 02 to 08. Because he was only with the Chiefs through practice squad or offseason. So.
Oh, yeah, that's a 1,000-yard year. All right.
Yeah.
He had a 1,000-yard year. He wasn't too bad. Okay.
That must have been with Plummer, probably.
Would have been with Plummer. Certainly would not have been with Greasy.
Oh, man. Oh, another Golson touchdown. Nice.
I'm kind of glad we opened with Texas State because we don't look all that good.
No.
Which is to be expected. I mean, I didn't expect us to really do anything this season, but I'm not really feeling it. Run game is
nice. Fine. Improved a quarterback, you'll be fine.
Cook are really nice, but Golson,
yeah. It took about three quarters for him to throw it to the middle of the field.
Yeah.
Now he's throwing it to the middle of the field and throwing touchdowns, but I mean, it's like the fourth quarter. Yeah, you know, the game's in hand. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
It is just the first game. Maybe things get better. Again, it's not, you know, I didn't expect us to do anything, but now the season's actually here, we might not do anything. That kind of sucks.
Yeah.
It's okay. You got the Jags to look forward to.
Oh, man.
which, you know what? That rule, ever since I've been a fan, that rule has been in effect that only one of my teams can actually be good. So, you know, if Florida State manages to suck this year, then that means the Jags might actually have a good season.
Do you have a hockey
I'm
team yet?
To sacrifice.
No hockey team yet.
Okay, you should be a Tampa Bay Lightning fan, so that way the Lightning can suck.
Yeah, that's right, because I forgot you hate the Lightning. Hate them.
Hate them.
But see,
I barely watch hockey. I just hate the Lightning.
Yeah.
You know what? Like that you say that, I kind of hate the Lightning too. Like I'm not a huge hockey fan either. I'd sometimes root for the Panthers, but at the same time, I just hate the Lightning. Like I'm not even like in it. You know, I don't watch hockey a lot at all. I usually watch just playoff hockey, and I hate the Lightning.
All right.
Yeah, see, I couldn't do the Lightning because that'd be essentially bandwagoning, and the Lightning would be too good of a team for me to follow. So that wouldn't work. That wouldn't work.
I think you got some self-fulfilling prophecies with your choice of teams here.
Maybe. Well, see, it's better to be at the ground floor and then. And then work your way up than it is to be at the top and then have a crash. That's
like a Patriots fan, pre-2000.
Yeah. Speaking of which, glad you brought that up. I actually was gonna hit that. Brady gets off of his suspension, which, you know, it's kind of what we all expected going into this, because I think, you know,
yep,
you had to figure with Berman essentially trying to force things to a settlement that it wasn't going to go the NFL's way. But now that it's actually happened, I'm not bummed, but I'm a little bummed, honestly. Yeah, I was prepared for like four games of Brady-less NFL, and it was going to be glorious. But not this season, because Judge Berman ruined that. So maybe the NFL will appeal, which they are appealing, and they'll win that.
Kind of hilarious that the NFL chose the court, and you know,
the court still lost.
And still lost. It's like, how do you fuck that up? You picked a court in New York, and you still lost.
Yeah, because you didn't want to go to Minnesota, where you've gotten owned by the judge and every single thing that's gone there. So it's like, yeah, we'll go to New York. That'll do it. And still get. Yeah,
I bet New York's just pissed about losing the draft.
Did you see Brady's face when he walked out of the courtroom? The dude had like the most smug look on his face you ever see.
In other words, his face.
It's true. Yeah, it was just a regular day for Tom Brady. Never mind. It's such a mischievous, like, you know, like mischievous, shadowy franchise, man. Like, they're always like in the mist, like, yeah, it's right, you know, sneaking one by.
And I hate how immediately after Brady got off, they suspended T.J. Ward for one game. It's just like the NFL just lashing out at us. It's like, well, okay, the Broncos won't fight our silly suspensions. Let's just suspend one of their players for a game. You know, he wasn't even arrested for what he did. Just suspend him. It's fine.
Yeah, it's like I said in the thread. He should have appealed that suspension. He probably would have got it overturned.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh well. Like I said, maybe the NFL won the appeal. But then it's like, this is absolutely crazy. We've been dealing with this since the end of the Super Bowl. And even though we've had this ruling and the NFL is appealing, we're still dealing with this. And probably will until sometime next season, which is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, so you got to figure it's something personal, right? I mean, because why else? Why else drag it out this long? Why else not, when Brady first appealed it, why else not, you know, like he does, like the NFL does every other suspension appeal, it, drop it one or two games or whatever, you know, and keep dragging it out even after the court decides this and then appeal that. It's weird. Like, it seems like it's like Goodell just being like, you know, like some almost like a personal thing. It's like, why are you still dragging it out?
It is a personal thing.
Nothing about this story makes sense because, A, it's the Patriots. Goodell and Kraft are super tight. B, it's the Patriots. It's Tom Brady. You've got them opening up the season against the Steelers. So, I mean, you don't really – and they also just won the Super Bowl. So nothing about this – if this is a witch hunt or anything, nothing about this makes sense.
Right.
And it's like – And the ruling doesn't say anything about innocence. It just says that, you know, oh, because Brady wasn't told that he could be suspended for doing this, then he can't be suspended for doing it, which is stupid. But, and it's like you've still got the issues with the destroying of the cell phone, which he waffled and changed his story on that. And now I guess it's like, oh yeah, me and Giselle were having marriage issues, and that's why the phone got destroyed. And it's just like, pick a story. Stick with it. Just, you know, just stop. And it's just, yeah. I don't know. Like I said, maybe he'll get, once the appeal happens, he'll get popped on that. But,
I mean, I think what's happening is pretty obvious. Like, they did something, you know, ball, you know, whatever. But at the same time, like, it wasn't such a huge deal that it completely affected games, other than like the fumble thing, which is the big thing that like, it seems like that doesn't get enough press.
Like, does it matter that